Lebanon is no stranger to political assassination, the latest being the 35th since independence in 1943. In the past 2 years, since the murder of former Sunni Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, all the victims have been anti-Syrian politicians. But Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says the majority of people don't want to return to anything that remotely resembles the 15-year civil war that began in 1975.
It didn't solve anything. It was tremendously destructive. And I think the Lebanese learned that lesson. They've had many opportunities in the last almost 2 years since the Hariri murder to get back to fighting, and everybody has avoided that. So I think the chances of a civil war are really very slim, but I think what you're going to get is political tension and brinksmanship and maybe small acts of violence until a new power balance is negotiated between the main parties in Lebanon and also their patrons outside.
However, Lebanon's neighbors are nervous. Earlier this week, Jordan's King Abdullah told ABC News that the Middle East may face the prospect of three simultaneous civil wars erupting in Lebanon, Palestine, and Iraq. Furthermore, the king said that he is even more worried about the escalating violence in Lebanon and the struggle between Israelis and Palestinians than about the deteriorating situation in Iraq. Former Jordanian journalist George Hawatma says most people in Jordan agree with that sober assessment and are concerned about all the countervailing forces that are currently at play.
People here see exactly what King Abdullah was trying to say. We've got to look at the situation as a whole. Lebanon is divided. Hezbollah has its supporters. The pro-Syrians are still in power. The Lebanese have had their problems with the Syrians. They want to be independent. The Israelis are treating Lebanon as its backyard. The Palestinians are still in Lebanon, hundreds of thousands of refugees. They exert pressure on the situation.
As much as the situation in Lebanon is volatile, Rami Khoury says he thinks applying the term civil war to Lebanon may be going too far.
I think what you're witnessing in Lebanon now in political terms is an extension of the military battle that took place this summer between Hezbollah and Israel. And in both cases, you had the Iranian Syrians and other people in the Arab world and the Islamic Middle East supporting Hezbollah. And you had, on the other side, Israel fighting Hezbollah supported by the U.S. So these external linkages are very real. And it's one of the problems why this situation lingers for so long in Lebanon, because it's not really just a local power struggle. It's much more regional and even global confrontation that is played out by Lebanese actors.
One of the major regional players is the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, whom many people in Lebanon and the West have accused of complicity in the assassinations of Rafik Hariri, Pierre Jamil, and other anti-Syrian politicians. Earlier this month, five cabinet ministers who are members of Hezbollah quit the government of Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Senyora, threatening to bring it down, according to German journalist Karsten Wieland.
There are some voices, of course, who would like to have the Senyora government fall because they decided to support an international tribunal for the investigation of the Hariri murder.
But Mr. Wieland says the situation in Lebanon is definitely deteriorating, and many people fear that they will see what happened 2 decades ago. Rami Khoury says he thinks there is a role for the United States in this crisis, but it needs to be handled in what he calls a low-key manner.
Because one of the front lines of this confrontation politically in Lebanon is to make sure that the Lebanese government is not a puppet regime that is actually run by the United States. And Hezbollah makes that accusation openly. So what you're seeing here is a very clear defiance or even challenge to American hegemonic ambitions in the Middle East. The groups that the U.S. is particularly concerned about in the Middle East, Hamas and Hezbollah, are progenies of the Israeli occupation of Palestine and South Lebanon, and they came into existence to fight the Israeli occupation. So if the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved peacefully to the satisfaction of all sides, which I think can be done, it would take away a major reason for the emergence of militant groups in the Arab region who are, among other things, hostile to U.S. policies in the Middle East. If the Arab-Israeli conflict were resolved, it would make a lot of the other conflicts in this area much easier to deal with.
The journalists, as well as many other regional analysts, are convinced that Lebanon's problems are interconnected with unresolved conflicts in the so-called Greater Middle East, and they cannot be addressed in isolation. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.